Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
I come to you today with a message. My message is from the book of Job, the very first chapter, the very first verse. Ooh. Isn't that something?
Job.
Page 806 for some of you guys. I can't promise you what the other page numbers are in your Bible, but that's what it is in mine.
Amen.
Amen. Job. This is one of the most famous people in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the Bible. I just want to start off reading Job, first chapter, the very first verse.
Mm-hmm.
In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job.
Mm-hmm.
This man was blameless and upright.
Mm-hmm.
He feared God and shunned evil.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I'm going to stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want to talk to you today on the topic, if you're upright, that's when the enemy comes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now Job, according to verse 1, chapter 1, was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Now, if y'all remember the rest of the story of Job, the enemy came because he said, you know what, Lord, you must have put a hedge around good old Job because all is right in his life. You must be the reason why he's shunning evil and all this other stuff, because you put your arm around him and protected him and all this other stuff. He said, but I bet you. Now, that's kind of wild, trying to bet God, but that's pretty much what Satan said. He said, you know what? I bet if you turned your back on Job and hard time came upon Job, he turned his back on you too. I bring this up because I don't know what's going on in your life. We got a lot of negative things going on in this world, you know, and people are following false gods or false presidents. I won't get into that too much, but that's what they're doing. And as a result, these people are turning away from God. So they're not being really affected the way that Job is, because Job, it says, was blameless and upright. He actually feared God and he shunned evil. The reason he was able to do that is because he was a man of God.
Mm.
He was prayerful. He was thankful for what the things that God had given him.
Mm.
And he had a relationship with God through prayer that kept God and him so close that evil didn't come into his life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a minister on the radio the other day saying, if there's nothing wrong going on in your life, you must be doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. If there's nothing wrong in your life, maybe it's because you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Job certainly wasn't doing anything wrong. He was blameless.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing to blame him for. And he was upright. He lived a exemplary life.
Mm-hmm.
He feared God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he shunned evil.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Are we blameless and upright? Do we fear God? Do we shun evil? And if we do, like Job, what's going on? What's the evidence? I'll give you an example. Let's say that you are living this blameless and upright life.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy loves going after people who are living blamelessly and upright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because if they can get them, that they don't have to worry about those who aren't living that way. I mean, that's easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can get the icing on the cake,
mm-hmm.
those who are living blameless and trying to live their lives godly, which is what upright is, if the enemy can attack them
mm-hmm.
and get them to convert, then that's like icing on the cake to the enemy. So when we're going through these little trials and tribulations to keep us from being blameless and upright, what are we doing? Are we going to God and saying, you know what, Lord? You know, I love you anyway. Because that's what Job did. Mm-hmm. Job said, you know what, Lord? I love you despite all that's going on wrong right now. He didn't turn his back on God at all. He said, you know, if you don't do anything else for me, you've already done enough.
That's right.
Have we gotten to that place in our lives where we can say, Lord, you know what? If you don't bless me anymore, you've already blessed me enough. I don't know if we've ever gotten to that point. We should. Our blessings aren't something that we've earned. Mm-hmm. It's a gift from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We can pray till the cows come home, but unless God extends his grace, extends his mercy, which you cannot earn, we will not receive any blessings. Mm-hmm. It's strictly a blessing, a receipt from God saying, you know what? I love you anywho. Mm-hmm. Now imagine if you were in a better place with God, had a real relationship with him, was close to God. Imagine if you asked for something. And what would happen then? See, if you ask for something and you're close to God, he's going to give it to you. It's in the word. Ask and you will receive. But I bet you if you're close to God, what you ask for won't be what you would have asked for before you got to God. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'd be a little different. Mm-hmm. In fact, it'd probably be a major difference. Now, Job, while all this was going on, mm-hmm. he did not give God a hard time. Mm-hmm. He did not say, you know what, Lord, I hate you for what's going on in my life. And I can't sit here and say that we wouldn't have said, curse God after all that that went on in Job's life. But Job didn't. See, the enemy wanted to see, it was a game. He wanted to see if he could break Job down. Job said, nah, I don't care what you do. I'm still going to love the Lord. Now, when hard times come to us, do we say, I don't care what you do? I still love the Lord? Well, the hard times are here. They've been here. There'll always be some kind of trial. COVID is a biggie. I mean, that's probably one of the most deadliest things that we've ever faced in our lives. Where you got to wear a mask everywhere you go. You got to social distance. You got to not go where you're not supposed to be. Can't indoor dine. Can't go here. Can't go there. Places closed. Etc., etc. Well, that's a pretty heavy trap. But a lot of people ignoring it, saying, you know what, I'm going to go anyway. I ain't going to wear no mask. You know. And they're paying the price because, last I heard, 2 million people worldwide have died from the virus. And 300 something thousand of them Americans. A lot of it could have been avoided had they done the basics of wearing a mask and avoiding people and not going where they don't need to be. I bring that up because that's a trial. And you're judged on how you react in a trial. It's just like when you're in school and you get a test. You're either going to pass the test or you're going to fail it. There's no gray area there. Either you will pass or you even fail. Well, the game of life is the same way. There's no gray area. You either pass it or you don't. But God is a good God. Because there's a great chance you're going to get a makeup test on the exact same thing. Now, I know many of us have gone through more than one of the same type of area in our lives that God has dealt with us on, okay? Whether it be finances, I'll use that as an example because everybody can relate to losing money or having money trouble. You've had it happen to you before, you got out of it, and then lo and behold, you're back in it again. Over and over, it's like a hamster on a wheel. It's over and over again. But if you learn your lesson the first time, you probably don't have to go through that same test the next time. Mm-hmm. You would have passed it. They don't make you repeat a grade if you pass the grade. Mm-hmm. They don't make you repeat a class if you pass the class. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take another test of the same material if you pass that material. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying, saints? The enemy was so mad at Job, they took stripped him of everything. God let him do it. He said, okay, you go ahead. But I know his heart because he has a relationship with me. I don't care what you do, think you're doing. It's not going to work because he has a relationship with me. That's why he's upright. That's why he's blameless. He fears me, meaning that he holds me in high regard. And he doesn't do evil. He shuns away from it. I don't care what you do. Job is rooted in me. That's what God told the enemy. He said, well, okay, we'll see. Well, read Job. I'm not going to go through the whole book tonight. Mm-hmm. But read Job, and you'll see that Satan threw everything but the kitchen sink at Job. Okay? But because Job was blameless and upright and had a relationship with God and held him in such high regard, he was able to get through the biggest test you can ever have. This is huge what he had to go through. But he came out ahead. Not only did he pass the test, God restored him to where he was and beyond. Can you imagine? Suppose you have money trouble and you understand that the reason you had this money trouble is because of your own doing. Spending stuff you didn't need, buying stuff you didn't need to buy, needless spending, eating out, doing all these things instead of putting money away, right? Then the bills come due, you don't have any money. So you learn your lesson. You say, okay, God, I get it. I understand. I need to stop doing these things that have made me in debt and finally get my life together and start putting money away. I guarantee you, if you do that, you will not have to go through that money test, because if the tests come again, you got money put away to deal with it. Simple as that. There are many other examples. We keep going through the same trials over and over and over again and getting the same results over and over and over again. God is so nice to us, better than us than we are to ourselves. He digs us out of these holes that we created, gets us out of it, and all he asks for us is just to follow him. You know, that's all we got to do. Be upright, be blameless, fear him. Hold him in the high regard that he is. Because there's no one or nothing like God. And Job recognized that. And he lived on that truth throughout his life. Despite the storms that came along. Job is one of the best examples of faith in this whole Bible. Because he held on to the truth that God is a sovereign God. God is a good God. And in his control of his life, the head of his life. And despite all the things that Satan laid on him, he came out ahead because of that truth. Amen. Saints, that's the truth we need to hold on to today, during these times, that God is a sovereign God. God is in charge. God is God. There is no other God. Mm-hmm. Put your faith and trust in that alone, and you can get through anything. Now, I pray that none of us have to go through what Job went through, okay? But we got our own tests and trials that we can easily get through if we're one with God and hold him in high regard. Then and only then, you can't shun evil if you're not close to God. You can't do that. You can't stand upright. You can't stand without God. Hallelujah. Upon that solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking. Same. You cannot stand up without God. You will sink. So what I'm saying today, Lord, what I'm saying to these people, Lord, what you're giving me to say to them, Lord, is simply to follow you, Lord. Put you first, Lord. Seek you. Develop that relationship. I know we preach about that all the time, but this is the very essence of your Christianity, is having a relationship with the Lord. Job did. That's why he was able to survive all of that. He was blameless because he had a relationship with God. He was an upright man because he feared the Lord. He held him in so high regard. And that's why he was able to shun evil. He was able to overcome all the things that were laid upon him. And he came out on the other side of it better than he was before he went in.
Amen.
And that's what God wants for us. Now, I'm saying we don't necessarily got to go through all that. But if we get a relationship with God, we can withstand the evil that the enemy has for this world. Because just look on the news, the evil is everywhere. But that don't mean you got to be a part of it. That don't mean you have to be in it. It can skip you. It can skip you, guys, if you have a relationship with God. When the winds come and blow, all the other people will wave, you know, they'll sway to and fro with the evilness. But if you're rooted in God, you're solid. You won't be torn back and forth. You're solid. So that's what my message is today. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for once again using your word to teach us and show us so that we can understand you a little better, Lord. Help us to develop this relationship with you, Lord, so that we can truly withstand the things that are going on in the world, Lord, because we need you now more than we ever have. I pray that everyone that hears this word, Lord, will be blessed and it'll bring about a change in them and be closer to you, because that's the bottom line. Thank you for being our God, Lord. I hold you in high regard. We hold you in high regard. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.